Hello, I'm so happy to share with you something on Parshas Chaye Sarah. Parshas Chaye Sarah has in it a very unusual story. The story of Eliezer going to find a wife for Yitzchak and how he davens to Hashem and makes kind of a preposterous request. And that request is that he's looking for someone who is going to offer him to drink and also to his camels. So he gets there and he finds Rivka at the well. And Eliezer says, please can I have a bit of water from your bucket? And Rivka, 3-year-old Rivka, has a choice. And here you have Eliezer, this big, burly Eliezer, and he has with him a camel, and he has with him 10 other camels, and they're camel drivers, big, burly camel drivers. And she has a choice. She could say, I don't speak to strangers. She could say, let him get it himself. She could say, oh, fine, I'll give him a little water, but once he's already refreshed, he'll get his own water for his camels. And the Medrash tells us that not only did she agree to give him water, she didn't even discuss it, but she also gave his camels, and she also gave the 10 other camels water also. Have you ever seen a camel? They're humongous. Do you know how much they drink? It was a ridiculous sounding request. It was a chesed that was asked of her that was beyond the scope of quote unquote normal. And she had a choice. And ladies, we all have choice. And we're all faced with these choices on a regular basis. People ask us things that we don't fully think are normal, or maybe they're beyond us, or they're very big chassadim, or they're chassadim we don't really think they need. How do we react to that? Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that the single most important mitzvah that Eliezer was looking for, which it's written all over, was the mitzvah of chesed, because chesed is the single most important mitzvah needed for a successful marriage. Now, Rebbetzin Yehuda Samet of Yerushalayim, she once spoke and she said something that stuck with me forever. She said, people who ask for chesedim, they have the right to ask. Whether or not you think it makes sense, they have the right to ask. You don't have to say yes, but they have the right to ask. And so many times when we don't want to do a chesed, we blame it on the other person. Or when we're feeling like it's overwhelming for us, we blame it. They should never have asked. How could they ask? What kind of ridiculous thing are they asking for? But look at Rivka. She was asked a preposterous thing, something that was really a little ridiculous. And she didn't have to say yes. If she had not said yes, our whole history would have been different, but she didn't have to say yes, but she wanted to. And one more thing about chesed. Rebbetzin Uli Waxman, Rebbetzin Ephraim Waxman from Muncie's wife said this idea. She said, ladies, at this time in your lives, as single girls, you are sometimes asked to do chassadim. You're available, maybe. You have time, maybe. You have resources, maybe. You aren't as tied down, maybe. Nobody really knows. But people ask and ask and ask for all different chassadim from you. She said, don't feel taken advantage of. You take advantage of this opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should tap in to every chesed opportunity. And a mashal of this is if you owned a store. You owned maybe a sock store We're not going in competition with any of our Saks stores here in Baltimore. But let's say you owned a Saks store. And people came a little early sometimes. People stayed a little late sometimes. People came in and bought big orders. People came in and bought small store orders. But every order you knew counted. And every time someone comes in to buy something, you're happy. If it's something big, if it's something small, you're happy. When a chesed opportunity comes our way, let's recognize that we can take advantage of it. We should take advantage of it. Recognize we don't always have to say yes, but we want to. Have a wonderful day.